We're back with the Bagpipe Brothers. That last segment went a little long because we just were too good.
And then too bad.
Then too bad. This will probably be bad all within itself. Yeah, yep. What are we doing?
Spot the fake. Going to give you three statements. You have to pick out which one is incorrect and false.
All right. How many are we doing?
We got five today for each of y'all.
All right. Let's roll.
Getting starting off with the NFL part. John Elway won two Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos. The Los Angeles Rams were the first NFL team based on the West Coast, and the Arizona Cardinals have won one Super Bowl in franchise history.
We got to put a time limit on
I think the
answering.
Last one's fake.
Yeah, that's right. They had never won a Super Bowl. One of the few franchises.
Yep.
Next is MLB Giddens. You want to alternate? You want us to do?
He can go ahead with all of them. That way I'll know when I'm doomed.
Cal Ripken won five MVP awards. Roger Clemens has over 4,000 career strikeouts. Ted Williams is the last player to hit over 400 in a single season.
I can answer that one for you, Giddens, if you want me to.
What was the first one again?
Cal Ripken Jr. won five MVP awards.
Don't tell him whether he's right or wrong because I can answer it.
Okay.
I think it's the middle one.
David?
It's the first one.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say, and that was my gut, and then I went against it.
Go with your gut. That's where all that food goes. Yeah.
That's where all the fuel is.
Ichiro Suzuki won the AL MVP in 2001. Don Larsen's perfect game in the 1956 World Series was the only postseason perfect game in MLB history. The Minnesota Twins were originally the Washington Senators.
And I can answer that one for you, too. Don't give the answer.
I think it's the third one.
It's the first one.
Yes.
Who won MVP in 2001?
I don't know. He won the Rookie of the Year.
In 2001?
Yeah, I think that's what the...
Okay. I knew the other two were true. All right, so you
The Mariners were so good that year, I thought he probably was MVP.
You're only one for three.
Yeah.
And here comes NASCAR coming down the lane, Giddens.
Oh, man.
White knuckle, baby.
Ain't no way.
The Southern 500 is traditionally held at Darlington Raceway. Kevin Harvick has won a NASCAR Cup Series championship. Jimmy Johnson drove the number 25 car during his NASCAR Cup Series career.
I can go and name that for you, too. Just throw it out there, Giddens. I'm going to do the same thing with soccer.
Let's go with the last one.
Correct.
He's right. He's right. You guessed, though, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea on any of it.
He drove the number 48 car, if it helps you. Yep. I even knew Lowe's. That one.
All right. And so he's two for four.
The last one, Giddens, is your favorite sport.
And I'll miss soccer. This one. I'll miss this one.
No, you won't miss it.
Johann Gruff won the Ballon d'Or three times.
Johann Gruff with the Ballon d'Or.
The first name wasn't a bad attempt, but I have no idea how you got Gruff out of the last name. It's Cruyff. It's not a G.
See,
I don't know these.
it's a
Gruff.
C.
He's talking about crime dog McGruff.
Lionel Messi scored over 90 goals.
Wait a minute. He won that one, right?
No, he didn't.
No, that was just the first one.
Yeah, because I mispronounced it so badly. Lionel Messi scored over 90 goals in a single calendar year. Bayern Munich has never won a treble in a single season.
All right, say the Cruyff one again, because I was too busy thinking about how you mispronounced his name.
Johann Cruyff won the Ballon d'Or three times. Lionel Messi scored over 90 goals in a single calendar year, and Bayern Munich has never won a treble in a single season.
I don't think Cruyff won the Ballon d'Or three times.
Nope. It's the last one. Bayern Munich.
Bayern's never had a treble. Okay.
Has won a treble. I said has never won a treble.
I thought you said has never won a treble.
Yeah. That's false.
Yeah.
See, that was kind of like what I did last week. All right. So he's what? Two for five. All I got to do is answer three of these, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't even have to.
You didn't struggle last week.
Go ahead and ask me the NASCAR, the first two.
No, we're going in order.
The Detroit Lions are the only NFL team to go winless. The Chicago Bears were originally called the Decatur Staleys. Brett Favre's first NFL completion was to himself.
The fake one on that What's the first two again?
The Detroit Lions are the only NFL team to go winless, and the Chicago Bears were originally called the Decatur Staleys.
The Bears.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. It was the first one, wasn't yes. it? Yeah, I knew Brett Favre's pass to himself was true. All right, so the first one, what was that again?
The Detroit Lions are the only NFL team to go winless. The Browns did it as well.
Okay.
And so, there's a couple other teams in there.
That threw me off because I knew there was more than one. I got to think about it. Bama's trying to trick us here.
Barry Bonds holds the single-season home run record with 73. Nolan Ryan threw a perfect game in 1981. Pete Rose is MLB's all-time hit leader with 4,256 hits.
The fake one is Pete Rose.
Yeah, he's got more than that.
No, that's right. Nolan Ryan never threw a perfect game.
So I'm 0 for 2.
Pete Rose does hold the record, but I thought the hit count was incorrect.
No, I thought that it was just over 3,000, to be honest with you. I knew that Barry Bonds, but see, that's kind of not correct either because it's tainted.
Yeah.
Seriously. They don't really show him as that, even though he is, because of steroids.
The Toronto Blue Jays won their first
World... Wait a minute. Why am I getting all baseball?
He got two sets of baseball. It's even.
No, he had all NFL.
No, he didn't. Oh, no. He had one NFL, two baseball, a soccer, and a NASCAR.
But this is my third baseball.
No, you second. Had NFL okay. first.
All right.
The Toronto Blue Jays won their first World Series in 1990. The Houston Astros were originally called the Colt 45s, and the Cleveland Guardians were formerly known as the Indians.
That's the first one.
Correct. They won their first World Series in... Any guess?
90.
Was it
99? 92.
Okay.
NASCAR, David, you got to get this one right.
All right, so I'm 1 for 3. You're I got to get
3.
So I'm going to get two NASCAR questions,
yes.
right?
Okay. No, you got a NASCAR and a soccer.
And you were 2 for 5?
Yeah. I got the NASCAR and missed the soccer.
We're going to tie. All right.
The NASCAR Hall of Fame is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Daytona 500 is historically considered the first race of the NASCAR season. Historically. Tony Stewart won the NASCAR championship 3 times, all with Joe Gibbs Racing.
All right.
Let me read to you again.
Yeah.
The NASCAR Hall of Fame is located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
The Daytona 500 is historically considered the first race of the NASCAR season. Tony Stewart won the NASCAR championship 3 times, all with Joe Gibbs Racing.
The false one is about Tony Stewart.
Correct.
He won one of his championships as his owner-driver with Stewart Haas Racing.
Yep. So you're tied with Gibbs.
And see, that was kind of tricky, too, because he said about the Hall of Fame. The NASCAR Hall of Fame is in Charlotte. Up here, it is the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. A lot of people wouldn't know that, Giddens. All right, so I can do no worse than tie.
If you get soccer, you beat me.
Ask me something about the Toffees. They play at their new stadium. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
The Ballon d'Or is awarded by FIFA. The UEFA Champions League is the top club competition in Europe. And the United States hosted the World Cup in 1994.
The false one is the middle one.
Nope.
It's the first one.
The Ballon d'Or is awarded by France Football.
Yep.
France Football.
Yeah.
Okay,
the French Federation.
So I'm going to ask this seriously because I honestly thought this. What was the middle one you said again?
The UEFA Champions League is the top club competition in Europe.
Yep.
Is that not the Premier League?
No, well, the Premier League is all the English teams. The UEFA Champions League is the champions from all the different countries' leagues.
This is why I have no interest in that sport. Too many damn leagues and too many teams.
The Premier League's like the Truck Series, and then the Sunday race is like the Champions League.
Where's the circus music, David? Or the ref whistle for him.
No, we don't have that.
So we tied. In proper soccer fashion, we tied.
We drew. Is that what you call it? I mean, listen. All right. That's it. We tied. Da-na-na. It's almost like kissing your sister.
I don't know anything about that.
Let me ask you something.
I don't have a sister.
Do you remember it was... Before your time, but I'm sure you've heard about it. You may have heard about it. Did you know what happened with Auburn and Syracuse the one time in the Sugar Bowl.
They kissed their sister?
We actually
collectively kissed their sister.
Listen, we actually kicked a field goal on the last play of the game. Okay?
Yeah.
To tie. Okay?
Yeah.
McPherson, who was the coach at Syracuse, sent 10,000 neckties to Pat Dye as a joke. You know what he did with them?
What?
Signed all of them and sold them at auction for a charity.
There you go.
Show you. This mean a freaking tie. We kicked a field goal. If you wanted to win the game, block the field goal. That's what Pat Dye said. You should have blocked the field goal.
Nothing wrong with a tie.
Nah. I'm not kissing you, though. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.